Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 1710. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, ACCE, an organization I've been supporting now for a long time. Wonderful people here, great partners with for me and for my sponsors. And we've still got Harvey Schmidt. He's the president of the Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce over in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the heir apparent, I should say, or the, I should say, the presumptive recipient. Nominee of the conference next year, this or so, in Raleigh, North Carolina, the ACC conference will be moving over there. And Harvey, one of the things, and of course we've been visiting with Harvey, but there's another person I want you to meet. Joan Mobley is with us. She is the president of JTM Consulting. I've been working with her on a project that we're going to talk about in just a minute. Let's get her in here. Joan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be in Pittsburgh.
We've been working together for 8 or 9 months, and we've just now met. It's good to see you.
Likewise.
You're prettier in person than in the photograph.
Aren't you kind on this steamy morning in Pittsburgh?
Folks, there's something called inner-city visits, and this is where chambers of commerce, from one chamber of commerce, will travel to another area and visit another chamber of commerce. And I'm just going to give a quick tour, and then we're going to let the professionals talk about this. And so that's what the inner-city visit is. This is a project that we've been working on to develop a document and some information that would help chambers to do more inner-city visits, to promote the brotherhood, sisterhood, the networking, et cetera, et cetera. And somebody who is, I'm going to get Joan to tell us a little bit about that, and then I'm going to get Harvey to talk about his experiences in inner-city visits. So, Joan, you're the pro. Folks, Joan became the professional to help put together the inner-city visit project that we've been talking about that has been sponsored by a bunch of folks. So, Joan, you've got a finished product in front of you. It looks great. Talk to us about it.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for the opportunity. It's called A Guide to Inner City Visits, Community Development Through Leadership Exchange. And that really says a lot about what this effort entails. It brings together the leadership of two communities to talk about urban community and economic development issues. It's usually a delegation of maybe anywhere from 75 to 150 people that go for, and I'll use generalities here because every city is different. Every community is special in terms of design.
But you could have an inner city visit with 10 people.
You could have it with 10 people?
Yeah.
You could have it. There is one chamber that takes 240.
Yeah. Plus you can go by planes, boats, trains, kayak, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. It really is just an opportunity for leadership to come together and really learn from each other best practices, lessons learned around identified issues. So if the city, and let's take Raleigh for example, has identified transportation as a major challenge for them, they will look at throughout the country to find a city that matches the demographics that they've identified that they want to plug into, and a city that's doing benchmark work around transportation
issues.
Maybe
they're 5 years ahead of where you want to
be. Exactly, exactly. So they go in and you create an experience for those delegates. A lot of cities, we did a survey before we started writing the book, and we asked folks, what's the barrier to doing this? And in many cases it was, I don't understand what it is. I don't understand what mm-hmm. steps it will
where
take.
Where do you start? How do you get started, right?
You find...
I mean, that's what they're asking you is,
exactly.
Where do I even start?
Exactly.
How do I get my board members, my stakeholders to buy into this?
Indeed. Who are the champions for making this happen, which you need? Mm-hmm. So we sat down and wrote this guide, which hopefully will be the beginning of conversations between organizations throughout the country. Chambers are resources to each other.
Right.
You know, they are the experts, and those that have done it become, you know, coaches to each other, but
right.
The book hopefully will dispel some of the concerns about how to do it and then begin a conversation that we hope to continue online of sharing more information,
right.
Sharing the data.
There's a print version, but there's also going to be an electronic version. It's
yes.
going to be available to every chamber.
Every chamber.
Every chamber. You don't have to be a member of ACC, although we'd like it if you are, but if any chamber anywhere. Harvey, you're a veteran of inner city visits. What do you think about them?
For me personally, it's been really an eye-opening experience. My first inner-city visit was to Pittsburgh in 1982.
Wow.
When I was with the Jacksonville, Florida Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And these have been going on, frankly, for 60-some years, I think, or longer, in various parts of the country. But I had never participated in one. And for me, it was, I got to take a look at the challenges that Jacksonville, Florida was facing through the eyes of another community. And I think it really opens up people's thinking. Sometimes you have to get outside of your comfort zone, outside of the box, to look at a problem and then look for a solution. And I think what we do is we take a lot of elected officials plus our business community and expose them to a variety of solutions. We rarely try and say, this is the solution that we're seeing. What we're trying to say is, this view might give you a better idea of how to solve a problem at home. We don't try and export somebody else's solution into our community and say, this is the way you've got to do it. Mm-hmm. But what we want to do is to have our leadership take a look at those options and then come back and say, okay, what fits in Raleigh based on the experiences we've had in Pittsburgh or Ottawa, right, or Sacramento or any one of the number of places, Nashville is where we went last year. We're in the process of thinking about where we're going next year. But I think it is probably one of the strongest and most important community connection conversations that we have each and every year.
And expectations can be all across the board, from just accomplish one thing to just accomplish many things. I want to make sure the smaller chambers realize you can walk to an inner city visit, folks. If there's a chamber in the next little township or whatever it takes to do that. Harvey, we're going to let you go. Thank you for being here. Give us the website in Raleigh.
WWRaleighChamber.org is the place to go, and that'll get you hooked up to everything about the number one place to do business in America.
And we'll see you next year.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that. Thanks for hosting me earlier this year. Joan, you're staying with me. We're going to do another segment in a minute. Stand by, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.